For the record, this is the Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment, May 24th, 2022. Seated to my extreme left is alternate Tony Steinmetz, sitting in for Mark Ramakaitis with full voting powers this evening. Judith Zott, I'm Bob Petron, Boyd Chivers, and Ron Howe. The first case we'll hear tonight is case 22-007. The applicant is Glenn Carey, 546 High Street, Candia, New Hampshire. Owners. I've got it here.
Okay.
Thank you. Glen River Management LLC, properties locations 546 High Street, map 405, lot 39, for a special exception under Article 5, Section 502 F4, Table of Use Regulations. Type of land use, rural agricultural. The intent, to allow the use of my property as a commercial greenhouse operation. And the applicant is present tonight?
Yeah.
All righty.
I'd also like to correct something in that.
Go ahead.
Because when I filled out the application, what I said was the continued use of my property as a commercial greenhouse.
Duly noted. Any abutters here for this case this evening? All right, you'll have a chance to speak at some point during the proceedings. Very good. Then, Mr. Carey, would you be so kind to join us? Pull up a chair and come on and tell us about the plan, please.
I don't know what you need from me, but...
So you've been having a greenhouse operation?
I've been there since 2007.
Okay.
This is Mortensen's...
This is Mortensen's old
okay.
place.
Okay.
And,
Okay.
Is something different happening there?
No.
So...
In fact, I don't even know why I'm here.
I don't either.
Well, they said...
But my impression is there was something was missed at the very, like, decades ago that was supposed to happen that didn't occur. I have no idea.
Was it a non-conforming use? Was it a legal non-conforming use?
No, because that greenhouse has been there since Crosby's owned it 50 years ago.
But my question is that land zoned for it? Because if it's not zoned
for it,
it
wasn't zoned back then.
Okay, but if it's...
Currently it's a...
It's rural agricultural, so then it's allowed there in rural agriculture.
So
it's okay. So I was just wondering if it was a legal non-conforming use and it ceased operation, then you're not allowed. But if it's...
Not really. I mean, you haven't done a lot, but literally since Mortensen's left, you've sold... Something there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and prior to that, there was two different owners, Crosby's and then Mr. B's and then Mortensen's and you.
So you didn't abandon the use of the property?
I'm sorry?
No. You didn't abandon the greenhouse?
No.
For any period of time?
I'm sorry,
no.
I can't
no.
hear you.
No, we didn't.
The greenhouses are falling down in disrepair, the greenhouses themselves.
Yeah,
they need to be cleaned up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as far as a growing operation using those greenhouses, there hasn't been one for how many years, has there not?
It's been a few. Yeah,
it's been a few years, right, yeah.
Since you bought it, literally.
Right. It was originally, but I think my from the gist of what I got is just to move forward to have it approved.
Sure.
That it goes in front of the board. That it gets cleaned up, it's in his name,
that it's
done officially, and there is another RSA to that, but I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. I'm hoping you have that information in front of you.
But it's permitted by special exception in New York. So why don't we go through the special exception standard so you can qualify
and clean this
thing up?
Okay.
It's T's are crossed, I's are dotted, and he's going to move forward with
yes.
Yeah.
So it's permitted.
Right.
Oh, he's got my special exception. We have a commercial greenhouse.
Old nomenclature, old wording in our system.
Yeah.
How do you define
commercial? One at a time, please. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kevin.
You approve it in his name, in his, he's a colonel of the property, and so that it's officially, there's...
Will do. Okay. You had another comment?
How do you define commercial?
Anytime.
I mean, I have a much bigger commercial greenhouse, and we didn't have to get any exceptions or anything. Mm. So I'm questioning why. I mean, I don't have any problem with what you're doing at all, but I just don't understand that it's permitted. It's agricultural.
It's permitted by special exception, not by right. That's the difference. Under 502.
I don't understand. Agriculture is permitted by state.
It shouldn't be, you're right, Boyd. It's permitted for special exception. We just officially go through the special exception. The board should approve it because it is permitted. Everything should be, the T's across the I's are dotted, and it should be a no-brainer.
Sure.
You're right. As far as, but if it was the old property owner continuing to use the greenhouse, but the property's been sold to a new owner, so it's going to still continue to be a greenhouse under the new owner's name.
Right.
It's permitted. He's just coming in front of the board to get it approved as a special exception to continue to use what it's already.
But the use hasn't changed.
Right.
And, you know, my concern is with this, being a great advocate of agriculture, and the fact that agriculture basically, greenhouses are considered agriculture.
Right.
That's why I asked, you know, where do you draw the line with commercial? I mean, if you were putting an acre of commercial greenhouses up, it's one thing.
Right.
You're talking about putting up probably no more than what was there and probably less.
There's less.
Less.
And what's there I'm cleaning up. There was one out front that had collapsed.
Right. That
but
was
I
the
left
original
some of the footprint
house.
In, and I just want to put a truncated version of that in there. There's still ankle pins, like the footprint's still there, but just that back third or whatever. It's on that schematic, but. Can I ask you, did the Mortensons have to come before you guys?
No.
Because from what I understand, they didn't.
No.
Nobody's done this.
That's why I'm confused.
That was before the implementation of our zoning regulations. So now that we've implemented our zoning regulations, we're just kind of following process, due process, so that there's nothing from the back on the town.
Right. That's correct. And Boyd's got the chart here, and it does say
it says,
by special exception.
Yeah. Well, here it says
F4.
It's for F4. Commercial greenhouse is special exception. Okay, because it says agricultural operations, commercial or not.
Yeah, it's identical.
Commercial greenhouses, so you need a special exception. So that's according to the 2022.
Then my question goes back to, what's a commercial greenhouse? I mean, is a 50 by 100 house a commercial greenhouse?
It can be any size that sells retail and wholesale products. It can be any size that sells retail or wholesale products. It could be a little tiny, you know, farm stand. You're selling to the public, so it's
okay.
You can get on the schedule next month, Ronnie.
What's that?
You can get on the agenda next month for your.
I already went through this once with the selectmen, and we agreed that it was agriculture, and that there was the zoning didn't apply. And that's why I
think because
it
says commercial greenhouses.
Right.
I think it's the word commercial.
We're going to go through the criteria just the same.
We have to go by what's here, Ron. We need to put that down on our list to send to the planning board that they need to clarify what exactly that means.
Okay. I think you're right.
All right. Any comments from the abutters? If you've got a comment, please identify yourself for the record.
John Bartley, 539 High Street, directly across.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with what's going on. I don't know if the setbacks from the state highway, cars pull in and they basically have to back onto the highway to get out. There's so much land there in the greenhouses. Why can't it go back a little bit further? Because our driveway is directly across from it. People back out, they go around us, and the greenhouse is no problem. It's just
that's one of the conditions.
That
I agree. That really is a problem.
And if you look on the schematic, that actually the parking has been pushed up. So I estimated it to be 40 to 42 feet from the road to the far side of the parking area.
Okay.
Because that was an issue, too. I mean, I agree.
People pull in there in every angle and way. There's no way you're going to let
And getting them to head in park. That's that's where I have a problem, yeah. But it was also the, it was, no, but I agree, it was too close to the road, it used to just
the parking was in front of what you call this building shed.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah.
There's this building that you call the shed.
Yeah.
The parking was in front of this building, the shed.
It's actually right next to it.
And you're putting it between there and the house, is that correct?
It's always been there.
Yeah, but what you're saying is you're moving the parking.
It's moved it, I'm moving it forward.
My question is, will this all be covered in site plan review?
Right, 20 feet from the edge of the road, that's just.
Well.
State highway?
But I'm.
Like it's encroaching the road.
That could be posted, there's no parking easily signed.
Kevin is.
Or partitioned off with some type of a barricade there, so that that doesn't be an issue.
Let's go to the planning board next for site plan review.
I'm not sure. Not too sure.
So are we supposed to review the adequacy of all the parking and all the arrangements?
Yeah.
Traffic flows tonight?
And setback.
We could do that, that we go, but I'm not sure if this.
Oh, yeah.
Say that again?
At least to say we would just go in front of planning board.
Yeah, this is step one, that's all I've done so far.
Right, I think it's just getting approved here, and then we can, we'll work the details as much through.
What, with the planning board?
Right, with the.
Okay.
Is that shed, doesn't have a real foundation under it, does it?
No, no, it's just a, it's a cement slab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the original building was literally in that same location.
When, and I don't know if you guys are here for it or not, but when I first made the proposal when Dave was here, and I gave a drafted plan to him, and he presented it to you guys, it was, yeah, go ahead, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've been there forever, like that kind of, okay. And at the time, the setbacks were set back, I think they were back 50 feet is what it is now. But they said because the building was already there, so I just put, I mean, it's a smaller building, but the front edge is the same front edge as where the building was, the old building was.
Yeah, because it obviously is nowhere near the setback from the state highway.
And, you know, we took that into account, and I asked, and everyone was like, yeah, go ahead, so.
Okay. Basically, this parking area is going towards the house that's there, is that correct?
Well, yeah, the house is off to the.
Is off in the back, but that's going towards.
And then this is just, I mean, it was sort of there to begin with, but there was, I just pushed it back.
It was a plant sales area.
Yeah.
Yes, you couldn't go there.
Glass greenhouse across the back, a plant sales area, and then you pulled in one car length, literally, off the road.
Yeah. So I took that, the plant area out and just moved that into the, where the old greenhouse was that collapsed, and then that's gonna become parking, so everybody can pull straight out. It's just getting the full head in.
It's only 40 feet. Criteria?
Yeah, is there any more questions or comments from the board? And the abutters are attending public, any questions or comments? We're gonna close it to the public.
Okay, I'm just gonna make a comment at this point then. Because, and I don't want, I don't have a problem with this, I'll tell you upfront. But because of my business, I'm not sure that I should vote on this. It's up to you. Okay, I will certainly recuse myself.
Well, that's up to you, Ron, whether you recuse yourself.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but I want you to know.
I don't have a, I don't even, what do you do?
We own We Acres Greenhouse.
Oh, okay.
You're not.
I really don't have a problem with, yeah, no, I don't.
Are you a competitor?
What?
Mr. and Mrs. Bartley, do you have a problem with him sitting?
Well, yeah, certainly we could be a competitor.
Do you have a problem with him making a decision? Because he also owns a greenhouse.
Right.
So it could be construed as a conflict of interest. I mean, we could make the decision with four members of the board, or you could wait another month till we have five members of the board here. But you would have to agree that it's acceptable to have just four members.
I'm good with it either way.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine. I'm fine with it, but I just wanted you to.
No, I appreciate it.
Okay, that's fine. This case is closed to the public comment, and we'll go ahead with the criteria of voting in each one as we go.
Okay. Want me to go?
Go right ahead, please.
Section 1502 has five standards that have to, each have to be met. Number one, no hazard to the public or adjacent property on account of fire, potential fire explosion or release of toxic materials. None that I can see.
Petron, aye.
Zot, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
Howe, aye.
No detriment to property value in the vicinity or change in the neighborhood on account of the location or scale of the buildings or other structures, parking areas, accessways, odor, smoke, gas, dust, or other pollutants, noise, glare, heat, vibration, or unsightly outdoor storage of equipment, vehicles, or other materials. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zot, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
Howe, aye.
Number three, no creation of a traffic safety hazard or substantial increase in the level of traffic congestion in the vicinity. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
That will all be resolved at the site with the planning board with site plan.
Steinmetz, aye.
I didn't say, Zot, aye. That's okay. Go ahead. I was waiting to finish.
Howe, aye.
Okay.
Number four, no excessive demand on municipal services, including but not limited to fire, water, sewer, waste, police, fire protection, or schools. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zot, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
Howe, aye.
And the last one, no significant increase of stormwater runoff onto adjacent property or streets. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zot, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
Howe, aye.
All right. We'll accept the motion.
They've met all the standards of 1502. I move we grant a special exception to the applicant for property identified as map 405, lot 39, to run a commercial greenhouse.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
All in favor? Petron, aye.
Chivers, aye.
Howe, aye. Steinmetz, aye.
Zot, aye.
All right. Bear with me as I'm making notes. We passed all the criteria and voted in affirmation. You'll receive a notice of decision in the mail, and good luck with your next step.
Thank you. You're flashing.
Phone call.
Oh, so it wasn't dangerous.
Thank you.
What's it do? Light up?
What's that?
Your phone light up?
Yeah, lights up. I got a strobe going off, so. Oh. Okay. Normally at this point I'd say, Lisa, you got all those details, but I think we do. And so we move on to the next case. You guys are all set?
Thank
you very
much.
Thank you for your participation, parties.
Thank you.
Case 22008, the applicant Wildcat Land Development Services, LLC. 285 Old Candia Road, Candia, New Hampshire. The owners are Wildcat Land Development, 43 Lawson Farm Road, Londonderry, New Hampshire. Property location, 285 Old Candia Road, Candia, New Hampshire, map 410, lot 137. For a variance under Article 6, Section 602, Table of Dimensional Requirements, minimum setbacks and dimensions, maximum heights allowed. The intent to allow the 3 to 5 foot encroachment upon the front setbacks, where there's a 50 foot minimum, for the barnyard venue building and a small storage building per the setback relief plan. And the applicants are here, and would you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Tom Severino. Here on behalf of the applicant to help represent them tonight.
My name is Joe Sobel, and I'm with Wildcat Land Development.
Very good, gentlemen. Thank you. We have a lot of things going on in that property, it seems, but we're here to concentrate on one intent, and that's to allow the encroachment on the setback.
Correct.
How did that come to pass that you missed that?
I could review that. So we went through a lot of work to, I believe you had gotten a
copy. We've got that in our packet,
yeah.
Yes.
So the barnyard building, we went through a lot of work to, they laid that slab out. We know where that state right away is, 50 feet off it, laid the building out, foundation slab got poured for that building, foundation got as-builted before they built the building to be sure, and I think it was just off the property line to leave room for the overhanging roof eaves, and they went and built the building. In the interim of building the building, there was a food official that came by, and through different iterations, I don't know the exact details, but needed a separate room for the cooling of where the beer had to be cooled, and so they built a bump out. Well, by the time the building was up, you know, you're not thinking, again, the line looks very clear on here, but the line's not there on the ground. Mm. And they said, all right, well, we'll just bump out here 5 feet or 4 feet or whatever it was. And that went over the setback, but that was in the heat of the moment of building and didn't even realize it until part of our plan for Kevin and the planning board, we went back and said, all right, let's do an as-built for the planning board, shoot all this in. And that's when this poked up, is when we did the as-built. So didn't even really, wasn't even thinking of it, that it was an issue. So it was just, it was a mistake, quite honestly, that they bumped out of that part of the building.
So when was this building built?
2019, or it was started, I think. We had, it was prior to Kevin coming. Dave was the building inspector, and we worked with him. And then we've added on to the building, and that became an issue that we've worked through with Kevin and the planning board. And Tom is correct that we did have to bump that out in response to something the food protection group at the DHHS.
The state level?
Yeah. State level.
They have rules for kitchens and food prep, and they're pretty, they have their own set of rules, and then the planning board rules. There's all kinds of rules that we, and all kinds of hoops we jump through. So and we missed that.
Excuse me, when you say bump it out, did you extend the foundation on there, or did you just stick a protrusion out of the
side? We added the slab.
Okay.
And then we built on the slab.
Okay.
And then now that's the house for our beer kegs. That houses our beer kegs that go into the taps.
Is that the only encroachment on the setbacks on this property?
No, there's a storage building that evolved. We built a storage building, right, Tom?
Yeah, so then later down the road,
and
when
there
we were
was
done,
a,
yeah.
a twist in the line, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so they projected, this is when we weren't there to do the layout, so they projected that line down. Lined up the back of the storage shed without layout, but again, then came back and did the as-built, and then it was just the storage shed, but then actually framed onto it. So, but when we did the as-built, it turned out that, you know, the right-of-way turn there. Yeah. So again, all through our as-built, these all of a sudden went on, and they're all different, 3.5, 4 feet, 4 point something. You know, they're all basically. I think that's why we said it's like. I don't know how the variance gets set, if it's a blanket 5 feet or how it's, but it's, there's all these little bumps and jogs that.
3 to 4 is what they're calling it.
Yeah, so.
What's that?
It's been identified as 3 to 4 feet.
Yeah, and some is, I think the other
because
one
as you referenced, it's been a couple of different measurements.
Yeah, one's 407. It's like, I mean, it should be 3 to 5. I mean, the.
Yeah.
Can I get a clarification,
sure.
please? Is the building the only issue, or you have a patio, a seating patio that extends south about 24, 25 feet out?
Yeah.
Does that count?
The patio is in the setback area. Yeah. Not structure, though, but the patio is in the setback area, absolutely.
Well, actually, according to the building codes, anything that's built or constructed is the structure. So if you have to construct a patio, so patio is a structure. It's got a fire pit. It's considered a structure according to the International Building Codes, which we follow.
I think we've been over this with Kevin.
Yeah, it's interpretation. There's a lot of going back and forth for the structure. In the International Building Code, the definition of a structure is going to be built, and it's kind of a, you know, there's a landscape patio, something that's a permanent structure. Or
so.
You put down the stones, it can be removed. If you got a shed somewhere that's a portable shed, it can be removed. It's not a, so there's a gray area there as far as the interpretation of a structure. There's several different back and forth on that. So it's up.
Yeah, I mean, you have to build a parking lot. You have to build lots of things.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You build
so
all that in the setbacks.
My problem is there is so much land here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like. First of all, this building, it says right here, ice cream shop. how did an ice cream shop become the barnyard? That, I mean, that's a question I have, because
well,
this was... can I finish?
Yeah,
because also, according to when you went to the planning board and you asked for the ice cream shop, and you all agreed it would not exceed 600 square feet. Now, there are no dimensions on this building, but I think it's bigger than 600 square feet. And you agreed to this, the 600 square feet. So I'm confused how it got to be this size.
How big
if
is
you
it?
If you agreed to the 600, you knew. So if you ask for a building permit for more, I mean, you knew it's not supposed to be because you weren't approved.
Okay.
So did the planning board approve you to get that extra?
Well, we went to the building inspector, who was Dave Murray at the time, and we did not. We told him we weren't building an ice cream shack. And,
okay.
And that's been resolved, I would say, Kevin, through the planning board at this point. And we're going to the planning board on June 1st to resolve those issues. Judy,
That has been resolved as far as the increase. They were allowed up to 1,000 square feet for a structure, even though they said they originally had said
it said 600.
It said and I don't know where the minimum, that was a planning board?
This is the planning board minutes when they approved their...
Right, they approved it for 600, but legally they could build something up in our zoning planning. They could build up to 1,000 square feet.
Right.
It was said 600, they noted 600, but they had permission to build up to 1,000 square feet.
It doesn't say that, Kevin. It says they have permission to build 600 square feet.
Right.
That's what it says here.
Yeah,
Back in 2018. But we then
Rudy and I did extensive research and made sure that when we did issue a building permit for the 1,000 square foot structure that's there, we made sure that we were within our, and so I don't have the information to prove to you about that, but I do have documentation.
So what you're saying is that they did go back to the, there's some information that they went back to the planning board and they got permission to make it from 500 or 600 to 1,000?
Yeah, we discussed it. We discussed it with the planning board and discussed the increased square footage. They were able to go, they couldn't go over 1,000 square feet. So it's been, and I have documentation that backs that, so I can provide that. It's, the issue is the not the extended square footage, but the walk-in for the beer cooler was on my original plan was a portable walk-in that you attach, and it's a big structure that's made by a company, and you attach it to any, it's a freezer or a walk-in depending on whatever it was. That was my intention, and somehow it got changed to a pad and permanent wood structure between then, and I mentioned to the, I'm not a surveyor. I don't have, I'm not a, an engineer, civil engineer, but it appeared to me, and by looking at the lines, I said to the contractor on site and another person that was a builder that was there, it appeared to be that the line was awful close and this could be over. The other structure that's shown on here is strictly just a roof hood over a window, like a takeout window. So it's not touching the ground. It's just a hood. It's a roof. It's not. It's connected to the building by but it is.
Is that structured, that little white thing over, that you're
that
talking about?
White,
yeah, the little
yeah.
white
okay.
thing. Okay, so that's just a roof over the window, like a dormer roof. It's not touching the ground, but it is over the line, and it is a structure. The line, if you consider that line to be, straight up off of it, it's over.
It turns, right?
The other issue is definitely the storage container, and the attached structure around that is definitely, it's definitely over. I can clearly see. I couldn't determine when that was built.
Turns, right?
We didn't have a site plan. We didn't have a final site plan. This is.
And we
stamped site plan. We only had this original plan that was resubmitted.
So when they went back, they didn't get a new site plan. We went back for the approval on the other 400 square feet. They didn't adjust the site plan.
We hadn't known we'd been asking for a site plan, and we just got.
No, we made a mistake in doing that, and we worked through with Rudy and Kevin, to come to terms with going back to the planning board, which we intend to do to rectify that.
Well, we did go back to the planning board once, and then then there was a formal request of a formal plan. So we kind of went over the details at the first planning board.
Yes, correct.
Then met on site to work out exactly what they wanted, and literally have been trying to meet everything that they wanted. Then I met with the engineers. The engineers just finished an even more scrutinizing as-built and survey of the property, all because we're scheduled to go back to the planning board with the plan that you're talking about, the formal as-built that shows the planning size. That was Rudy and Kevin, everybody's last request, that we just button all this up with everything that's been actually done. So we're almost there on that last step. But they said, oh, by the way, since the bump out showed up, could you also go back to zoning to get this cleared up? So that's why we're really just we understand there was issues along the way. I'm not going to try to go back in time. And,
no, we made mistakes.
We have to concentrate on just this item.
Right, we're just trying to clear everything up, exactly.
So we are working our way through the planning board.
And through all the issues. Yeah.
And not only that, but StanTech was involved in a review at the planning board level, and we're addressing all of their issues.
I read they were on the site, they gave a list of several suggestions of things that something about a pipe that was too small, and there were several other things that they found that were
all right.
Issues of
special exception.
Are the structures the only thing under consideration here?
Yes.
The patio is a non-issue?
That's correct. We're only after the setbacks is indicated on.
So in the intent, the patio should not have been included.
That's correct.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Listen, for the audio record, I wanted to point out that there are no abutters or other attending public on this case this evening.
There's only one abutter here at the New Hampshire State DOT.
Right.
I don't see him here.
Right.
Okay.
Nobody present.
Oh, no, there are abutters all along Fieldstone Lane.
Yeah, there are.
All the people in Fieldstone Lane are abutters.
That's correct.
Yeah. But they received... Right.
Yeah, they did.
They were notified.
I saw the stuff in here. They've received everything.
So, if I may, I don't want to complicate this any more than it has to be complicated.
Thank you.
But there's two remedies available in this case. The first one is to look for a variance under RSA 674, okay? There's another RSA closely related to that. It's called Equitable Waiver of Dimensions, okay? And that applies almost word for word in this case. Where there's a good faith mistake made, where it's overlooked, where there's no fraud or deception, and then this board has the authority to grant the relief under that section. You have four criteria you have to meet in order to qualify for the equitable waiver of dimensions. Under the other statute, the variance, you have five criteria to meet, one of which is going to be could be problematic for you. Which, and that is the one, the undue hardship, the unnecessary hardship. And in order to qualify for an unnecessary hardship, there has to be characteristics of this land that distinguishes it from all other properties like it that render it incapable of meeting the variance setbacks. Well, there's nothing on that lot right there that suggests that you can't just shove that building out five more feet and call it good, okay? But so I would encourage you to think about, and I brought both statutes with me and the criteria that you have to qualify. And if you don't think you can meet all the five variance criteria, you may consider withdrawing this application and resubmitting it under 674:33A. I know you guys don't want to go through this again, okay? But this board doesn't want to have to stretch itself to find in your favor for all five criteria under the various criteria, okay?
Because the hardship was itself imposed hardship.
Right. And financial hardship doesn't qualify, okay? The additional...
Well, I don't know if they wrote it as financial, but hardship meaning like the building was in that place, that cooling area, just like it was going to be attached to the building, as Kevin meant, like it can only go right there. So that bump out right there, so it's like, let's say you could put the cooler on the front of the building.
Right.
They would, like, you physically can't.
Okay, but Tom, they could have sited the building over 5 feet more.
No, well, that was a forethought. This is something that the state asked for after and said, oh, we need you to separate that. So this was all put on after the fact when the state did an inspection and said, oh, you've got to separate. It had to do with... It's a very strict, as Kevin knows, inspection with the food and it was, this had to be done. So this, now the building's built. So it's like, and you have to put this bump out in this spot, you're pinned, you know? And if this was, and again, A, they bumped it out and didn't know they were, again, because the line's there, but you don't see the line, the building's built. You're like, okay, yeah, we'll bump it out. Again, didn't even really think about it, but the physical bump out, had to be in that direction in the building. You're not going to pick up the whole building, move it 5 feet ahead so you could put the five.
And that's what distinguishes, in your position, that's what distinguishes it from other similar properties, other properties similarly situated.
Well, definitely. Well,
That and the fact that there is a tremendous amount of right-of-way for 43 on our particular property.
135 feet.
And in some instances, as we stayed in here, you could take a certain distance from the center of the road. But regardless, there's so much room between our building and the edge of Route 43.
She's 135 feet.
Yeah. So
it's crazy.
So
it's definitely a little bit different of an item here, where the 50-foot setback, the point of it is, so this building is the visibility of that, like right off of that road right there. This is definitely unique, because as it is, from edge of pavement, even to get to the state right away is over 100 feet. And then there's you could literally have had no setback and been further than any other setback anywhere. We need to stick to what Boyd's saying. That's just clear and obvious that, yes, we all know it's very far from the road.
It's part of the
unique. It's unique, but you need to get down to the black and white, though. They need to focus on those criteria. It's a yes or no, can you meet it? And I was just trying to answer Boyd's. Okay. To my eyes, when you wrote this, it was a hardship because you physically had to go in that spot. You would have had to physically pay, let's say money was no object, you still wouldn't pick up the building, move it all ahead 5 feet so you could put that 5 foot bump out. You would come in, and if you knew what you did, you'd even come in and ask for a variance, because it physically had to go into that spot onto a building that was already built.
Right. That's a unique explanation. The
hardship is the fact that your building was built in the state, and the food inspector came in and said to you, oh, by the way, this has to be in a separate place, and the only place to put it was here.
And you had a fully permitted and approved building, already constructed.
Right there.
And at the last minute, they came in and said, you got to have this bump out for the beer cooler.
That's why this was an addition and got added on.
Okay.
Question, if we go through this tonight and were to deny it under this, whichever rule it is.
The variance.
Could they come back with the other one?
Sure.
So we got nothing to lose going through this thing tonight.
You're right.
And if for some reason it gets denied,
I agree.
Come you're back right. with a simpler whatever.
Yeah. Can I just talk about this storage thing? This is a shipping container, is that correct?
It
that
is.
They've built something on.
Yeah.
So that could physically be there.
Yes.
It physically could be moved.
You moved 4 feet out of that area.
And the only thing was that they built the lean-to attached to it, so
was that lean-to permitted? Was it built with a permit, or
it was built without? Permitted? Yeah,
with it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it can be. It could be pushed out, like if we.
No, it can't be pushed back.
You'd have to tear it down, tear the shed down, pull the storage container ahead, rebuild the attached shed.
Well, I mean, this I can understand that this is the food inspector came in and said, you got to do this. Okay, I can understand that. But that the shipping container originally, the way I was told, and perhaps the information I have is incorrect, but what I was told is they were originally given permission to put them there, and they were told that they were to be temporary. And then someone came in at a later date and said, oh, no, they're not temporary, they're permanent. And at that point, they'd done all this other stuff, but the storage containers could only be used temporarily. We're told that they're permanent and they have other things built onto them. That I have a problem with. This I don't have a problem with. This I can understand, but I know you have a lean-to on it, and it's a hassle to move it. But I mean, you can pick up a whole house and move a whole house if you want to.
So the history behind it is that yes, they thought it was temporary. Through the permitting process, it's like, no, you frame that in there as permanent. So they went through the process. I helped find them an architect, drew up what Kevin was looking for the framing plan, and subsequently, because it was being called permanent, got it resolved as permanent. The point of it being over the line was just due to this line. You know, they didn't intentionally do that.
Yeah, I know.
They lined up that line, and it was literally a mistake. That's it. It wasn't. So it wasn't because they said, "Oh, it's temporary. Let's throw it over the line." That absolutely wasn't them. It would literally be, and then there's no one, nobody, no anything. It would literally be a sin to like. It just
here's one other reason I have a problem. The engineering stamp on this is one of the owners. I mean, how did that happen? If he's an engineer, he signed this plan. How did he get the building wrong?
This is just a sketch that was for this board. That's not enough. That's just
this plan is stamped.
Right.
Yeah, it's part of the application for the ZBA.
So, yeah. But what I'm saying is, if he is an engineer.
Well, at that point, he knew that we were in violation. He didn't stamp it, but wouldn't you check first
before you do it?
He stamped it for this application, which was a month ago. At that point, we knew we made a mistake. But, so he wasn't stamping it.
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not in any way implying this.
One at a time, for the record.
But my point is, if he's going to put a building in and he's an engineer...
Wouldn't
you cite a line and find it and cite a line first so that you knew you were in the right place? I mean, I know you coulda, woulda, shoulda, and it's kind of hindsight, but it's like I looked at this and I thought, oh my God, this guy's an engineer. How did he do this? How didn't he check? And just get, I know what happens. It's just.
The patient died.
Yeah.
We're dumb people.
Said the doctor. Are there any questions or comments from the board? If not, we're going to close it to the public, which is you, and we'll go through the criteria. What do you say, Boyd?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. Section 14.0c of the ordinance requires us to find in your favor in five conditions. Number one, the variance will not be contrary to the public interest. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zott, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
Howe, aye.
Number two, the spirit of the ordinance is observed. It clearly is being observed here. You guys are making every effort to meet the setback. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zott, aye.
Steinmetz, aye. Howe, aye.
Number three, substantial justice is done. I agree. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zott, aye.
Steinmetz, aye. Howe, aye.
Number four, the value of surrounding properties are not diminished. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zott, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
And the last... Sorry, Tony.
Got it.
And the last one, and I'm glad we have clarification, local enforcement of the provisions of this ordinance would result in an unnecessary hardship. And I, after listening, I agree. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Skip me. I have a problem.
No problem.
That storage building. For now, I got to think about it. Go ahead, Tony. I'm going to abstain on the last one because I really have a hard time.
That's okay, Drew. That's your prerogative. But it's four aye and one abstain.
That being the case, Mr. Chair, will you accept the motion?
I would accept the motion, please.
To grant the variance for the setback encroachments under Article 6, Section 602, for Map 410, Lot 137.
Is there a second on that, please?
I'll second it.
All in favor, Petron, aye.
Chivers, aye.
Howe, aye.
Steinmetz aye.
Zot aye.
All right.
Thank you.
So we made it through the criteria, gentlemen.
Sorry for the confusion. Truly apologize for all that we involved. We were just trying to get everything cleaned up.
Well, you know, the thing is, when you look at that site, and you first of all, you have people who are working there who have made a significant contribution to a lot of different things in Candia. Mm-hmm. These men have been very generous with their town. The building that they built, they didn't just go put up a blank structure. They put some architectural features on it to make it look nice. And I've seen this building. I mean, we come there every Saturday to get donuts. And I've seen this. For what it's made to be, it's really an attractive building. And he's found an interest in people who like cornhole. And when that goes away, you still have this building, and people on a Saturday or during the summertime, you want to come out and you want to just have a hamburger, hot dog, or some simple meal. You come out and you to a nice venue. It's really great. I'm just so sorry that all this stupid stuff happened. I mean, it's just...
We're just trying to move forward to correct it all.
Yeah, it's just drama, buddy. I mean, it's like... Okay. Just wish it hadn't happened, that it shouldn't be, because it just...
We did make mistakes.
Yeah, we made mistakes, and we're trying to...
And you're owning up to it, and we'll fix it.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Gentlemen, you will receive a notice of decision.
Okay, all right. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Good luck with the next step.
Thank you.
Well, it's certainly an addition to our community and something that we need, so...
All right, thank you.
Good evening.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Old business, approval of minutes of April 26th, 2022.
Move the minutes from April 26th be accepted as presented.
I'll second that.
All right, Petron aye.
Charvers aye.
Simon's aye.
How aye.
Once again, Lisa did a good job in those minutes.
Yep, duly noted. Who seconded that?
I did.
Thank you.
Ronnie.
This is yours, I think, right?
Yes, it is mine. Next bit of business, Tony Steinmetz, letter of intent. Did this make it to the selectmen?
Not yet.
Okay. Then I assume it's going to be on the agenda. It's stamped May 3rd.
So I think that we...
You met yesterday. You didn't...
We didn't.
Bob, I think that what we do is that we... Yeah, they did meet yesterday, the selectmen, right?
Yeah.
But I think what we do is we send that with a letter to the Board of Selectmen asking them to appoint Tony as an alternate... That ask Lisa to that letter's going
right, but it starts with a motion by this board to
send a letter recommending that they recommend.
I move with this board approve Tony Steinmetz's nomination for reappointment to the
recommend,
board. Recommendation for the
recommend that he
to the board,
to our board.
All right, I second that motion. Petron aye.
Zot aye.
Chivers aye.
How aye.
How do you vote, Tony, on that?
And Tony's.
Tony's.
Bear with you, he's making notes here.
So, Bob, be sure that goes to the Board of Selectmen to get on the agenda.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
1 second, please. Anything else before the board? I think not. If that's going to be, we're going to adjourn at 7:50.
I move we adjourn at 7:50.
Second it.
All right. Petron aye.
Sorry, Zot aye. Simon's aye.
Zot aye.
All right. Zoning board, out.